USA Radio News.
U.S. inflation hit 8.3% in April. The Labor Department reported on Wednesday that consumer prices made that jump in the past 12 months. That came in below the 8.5% year-over-year surge in March, which marked the highest rate since 1981. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden's Tuesday press conference, where he attempted to lay out a plan to curb inflation, is drawing criticism from conservatives. Senator Rick Scott spoke to Newsmax.
That was a pretty disappointing press conference. There was no plan to deal with inflation. It was just, how does the president blame somebody else for inflation?
And gas prices nationwide are reaching all-time highs. AAA reports Americans are paying an average of $4.40 for a gallon of unleaded gas. Diesel prices are over the $5 mark. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider, change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click apply. Answer a few questions and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control. And you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. ethosliferadio.com. Go get your quote now.
Hyundai is recalling more than 215,000 mid-size cars in the U.S. because fuel hoses can leak in the engine compartment and cause fires. The recall covers certain 2013 and 14 Sonata sedans, many of which were recalled for the same problem in 2020. An incident with a pilot forced a passenger to land a private plane at Palm Beach International Airport on Tuesday. WPBF in West Palm Beach reports the passenger of the single-engine plane contacted air traffic control after he said the pilot became incoherent. The plane landed safely. One person was taken to the hospital. The FAA is investigating. Beware before getting behind the wheel of a Tesla. The automaker is recalling nearly 130,000 vehicles for problems with the touchscreen. The company says it can overheat and cause the infotainment system to go blank. The company said it will fix the problem with a software update. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie.
Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The U.S. House wants to send more money to Ukraine. Reporter Tim Berg has the story.
The House passed a nearly $40 billion package to give more humanitarian aid and military assistance to Ukraine. Before the bill passed, Republican Congresswoman from Texas, Kay Granger, was on the House floor saying the United States must take action as the world watches.
As China, Iran, and North Korea watch our response, we must show the world that America stands firm with its allies and will do what is necessary to protect our interests abroad.
The bill passed by a 368-57 vote and now heads to the Senate, where leaders in both parties have indicated they want to get it quickly to Biden's desk.
The Food and Drug Administration says it will allow baby formula supply to be released from the shuttered Abbott Nutrition facility in Sturgis, Michigan, on a case-by-case basis. In February, the agency warned consumers not to use certain powdered infant formula products from Abbott Nutrition's Sturgis facility due to contamination concerns. That forced Abbott to issue a recall. Officials with online automotive retailer Carvana say the company is letting go of 2,500 workers. That's roughly 12% of its workforce. The company says it's trying to bring staffing and expenses in line with sales. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.